That's what you do with Zoom.
That's what I did last year.
Ready? I now call this special meeting of Amherstburg Town Council to order. Is there any disclosure of pecuniary interest or general nature thereof? Okay, then we will get right to the only item on the public agenda, the budget presentation. And just as a reminder, tonight it's just expected that we receive and table it, and of course, we'll discuss it in the future. I believe we're going to Justin.
Thank you. Good evening, your worship and members of council, and welcome to the 2021 budget presentation. It is my honor and privilege to be presenting the budget to you this evening. In this budget, we are continuing our efforts to move the town of Amherstburg forward towards financial sustainability while trying to address the challenges of meeting service level demands in the midst of the pandemic emergency, and also addressing recommendations from the service delivery review. The 2021 budget is based on council's adopted strategies, priorities, and plans, as well as the service delivery review. These plans were developed in consultation with the community and serve as the guiding documents in developing our town budget. We must not forget that it is administration's role to present council with desires and service levels that the community values, and the representative costs associated with delivering those service levels. It is the daunting task of council to evaluate and determine which initiatives move forward and which initiatives do not. It is council who will determine the needs for the community, and it will be council who will establish the service level for our residents. While there are a number of elements impacting the 2021 budget, it is a matter of choices for which service levels are funded and the level of financial sustainability desired during these trying times. One of the most significant challenges in preparing the 2021 estimates has been in relation to the ongoing pandemic emergency. The level of uncertainty at this time is unparalleled in the last 75 years of the town's operation. Administration has included service level assumption impacts. However, the actual service levels and financial impacts for 2021 could vary widely based on the evolving circumstances of this situation related to COVID-19. Another significant challenge at the onset is that the 2021 budget inherited a pressure related to the reduction in the tax rate in 2020. As the tax levy impact did not keep pace with inflation for 2020, which was 1.9%. That impact is again based on top of inflationary pressures for 2021. For 2021, those additional pressures include CPI, which is forecasted at 1.9% by the Bank of Canada in September, and non-residential construction rate indexing of 2.6%. And couple all that with a reduction in senior level of government funding. A further significant challenge related to the town's resources that are needed to define the service level with regards to staffing resources. To meet the current service level requirements under legislation and council direction, these impacts have been identified by administration and have been recognized through a service delivery review report that will be presented to council on November 9, 2020. Council must consider both the services and level of services to be provided by the town in evaluating the resources, such as staffing, funding, technology, etc., needed to support them. The budget includes a number of elements that are recommended in the service delivery review. To better position the town to meet the current service level for the residents and our ratepayers, and to provide some new services and service level enhancements to assist in achieving the goals. A continued significant challenge in the town is funding the shortfall in funding of our asset management plan. Council is strongly encouraged to ensure that capital investments and renewal of assets is increased and the contributions to reserves and reserve funds are increased to provide for asset renewal. These levels are constraints in the budget by financial pressures that do not begin to approach the funding demands of asset management. In tonight's budget, the five-year capital outlook based on current asset levels shows that most of our funding needs to be pushed back into the five-year period. $81 million in taxation funded current asset requirements cannot be met. $4.2 million in wastewater funded and $10.8 million in water funded assets cannot be addressed until beyond 2025. The cost of those asset renewals is expected to continue to increase with inflation associated with the construction price index. So the town must take steps to increase its funding levels to keep pace with inflation, and that is funded through the tax levy. When you consider all of these things, I can tell you that the 2021 budget will present many challenges for council and administration and the community. I will now begin an overview of the budget process, including timelines, the document, and the approach that was taken. The budget process will continue as outlined in the slide above, barring any changes. This evening, we are tabling the 2021 budget document. On Saturday, council will hold an open mic session to seek input from the community. Then, special meetings are scheduled for council budget deliberations on November 17th, 18th, and 19th, if required. The 2021 budget will be available on the town's website and Talk the Burg tomorrow, as well as administration will email the draft budget to the Audit and Finance Committee following this meeting. The budget document outlines the following pieces. The budget book is compiled by department, including the budget centers for each area of service within that department. For example, the CAO's office includes the CAO's office, the clerk's office, and council and committees' budget centers. An overview of the department is followed by the requested budget for each budget center and supporting documentation. The supporting documentation includes a number of issue papers for budgetary adjustments which explain the justification, risk, and financial implications for each budget request. A summary of those issue papers is provided to give council an overview of the budget impacts at a glance in the foreword of the budget. Staffing reports and overview of corporate services. A number of staffing requests were made by the department heads during 2021 budget process. However, only a limited number of positions have been included in the recommended budget for council's consideration due to the financial restraints. The recommended positions are in line with the pending service delivery review report that will be presented to council on November the 9th. Although further staffing requests have been identified during this process, the CAO is preparing a corporate staffing report which will also be presented to council on November 9th to show the needs that were addressed during this budget process so council and the community can understand the financial restraints and the service level impacts of all the positions that were reviewed during the 2021 process. The hope is to give council both an update on the progress as outlined with the challenges in service level that are experienced by the organization today, and that will all be made available for council during their budget deliberations. As well, the community grants report will be coming to council during budget deliberations. Administration has included the current service level of $35,000 in budget for community grants. However, a report will be followed up with the requests that have been presented to council. The reserve fund budget has also been included for council to review. This further promotes and enhances accountability and transparency of the budget process. The reserve fund budget will provide council and the community the flow of reserve transfers in and out that are expected as a result of the forecasted budget plan for 2021. The goal is to provide council and the community with a full picture of how these funds are used and what the expected results of the financial or the fiscal strategy will be with the use of these funds. The reserve fund budget also shows an alarming trend that reserve funds will trend down from the 2019 year end by over $600,000 should the budget plan be approved as presented. Benchmarking and analytics has also been included in the 2021 budget. The 2021 budget includes a breakdown of some key analytics such as the tax rates in Essex County, the assessment breakdown of each community in Essex County, charts outlining the use of tax dollars, an expense breakdown by type has also been included for council and the community, which will show where the tax dollars are spent, not just in the budget centers themselves, but as a total. Now let's get into the budget approach. Strategic plans and service delivery review are a key aspect of the budget approach in 2021. The budget is the funding plan for the town's business plan, or simply put, how we pay for the service level we provide approved by council. The budget reflects the 2021 work plan with the town's limited resources and includes the funding recommendations to further enhance financial sustainability. The budget illustrates financial transactions such as transfers from reserve and budget expenses, which support the priority of fiscal sustainability. As I mentioned earlier, the budget was developed with consideration to the town's strategic plans and priorities as approved by council in consultation with the community, and has also made provisions for the service delivery review and its recommendations. The budget overview at the beginning of the document outlines some key strategies that are addressed in the 2021 work plan and budget. Budget inputs. In this budget process, operating areas have identified and submitted their resources needs to deliver the services that are requested. It has been reviewed by the CAO, the Director of Corporate Services, and the Treasurer to develop the recommended budget that you find before you tonight. And ultimately, will serve as a tool for council during its deliberations. I'm going to talk a little bit about budget risk now. The draft budget was developed based on the best information available at the time, and results may vary from the estimates. Some specific areas of risk include economic factors such as interest rates, construction index, market rates, fuel costs, utilities, grants, contractual obligations, etc. We must be clear that in 2021, the largest risk that faces this municipality is the loss of government grants. Currently, there is no announcement for OCIF formula funding, and this is a main component of our capital program. This leaves the town with a $1.7 million funding gap in our capital program. No funding has been included in the 2021 budget for OCIF, and it does place significant financial pressure on the corporation. Another key risk is the service level impacts from COVID-19. COVID-19 has impacted us all in some way or form, but for the town, it has impacted us on how we deliver services. In the Libro Center and Recreation alone, we are operating with a significant loss of revenue due to reduction of rentals and increases in operating costs. The 2021 budget calls for an additional taxation-funded dollars to continue to operate the Libro Center of over $400,000 to operate it in its current form. It also has significant impacts on facilities, parks, and as well as other operating areas of the town, which will all be outlined for council in the budget document. And finally, government transfers and reserves. Now more than ever is the time to be mindful that government transfers are in short supply from senior levels of government as they face their own fiscal pressures. This calls for increases in our town reserve funding so that we as a town can take control of our own financial future. budget focuses on the purpose, the proposed levy to deliver the services that are required to sustain operations and calls for an additional $2,448,841 to fund operations as outlined in the budget plan. Factoring in an increase in assessment growth allows for the presentation of a 7.55% increase to the municipal tax rate. The 2021 budget includes assessment growth of 2.48% and additional municipal income of $570,000. It is important to note that growth is still an estimate at this point and will be updated during budget deliberations as MPAC will not have all of the assessment entered until the middle of November. It is also important to note that MPAC values have been frozen at 2020 rates due to COVID-19. So there will be no additional assessment increases based on factoring up of CBA. The growth that is forecasted is strictly the result of supplemental tax revenue less municipal tax write-offs for 2020. It is also important to note that in 2020, a tax reduction was passed of 1.7%, or $42, for the same home as presented above. So, when reviewing the increases from 2019 levels, the increase is at 5.85%. It should be noted that CPI for both 2020 and 2021 are forecasted at 2%. Therefore, increases from 2019 levels to 2020 levels, the tax rate has only outperformed CPI by 1.85%. All that being said, if the budget was passed tonight, there would be an additional $185 increase for municipal taxes to a home assessment $250,000 in the town of Amherstburg. That equates to 55 cents a day on an annual basis. With regards to water and wastewater rates, administration is recommending a 2.5% increase to the water rate and a 2.5% increase to the wastewater rate. Town's asset management plan calls for 2% and 1.3% for infrastructure and wastewater rates and water rates respectively alone. These increases create a $33 a year increase for the average Amherstburg home, equating to 9 cents a day on an annual basis. So, I will walk through some of the 2021 operating budget highlights. The town has salary obligations via collective bargaining agreements and the administration of the non-union management pay schedule. These contractual obligations place pressure on the 2021 budget to the tune of $404,000. A detailed report outlining all the aspects of the contractual salary obligation is found within the budget document. A transit pilot project has also been included in the 2021 budget for consideration at a cost of $200,000. Due to the loss of OCIF formula-based funding, the town has made increases to set aside an additional $609,000 to capital reserve funds and capital funded from current taxation. Another key aspect which I alluded to earlier is the operating pressures faced at the Libro Center of $400,000. Administration, in line with the service delivery review, has also recommended staffing resources in 2021. The list is before you: a manager of finance, communication officer, town solicitor, HR coordinator, service supervisor of licensing, and a heritage planner. These costs have been phased in with mid-year hires to lessen the impact on the tax levy. However, full costing is provided in the budget document so that council and community can have the full impacts of an annualized salary for those positions. Those positions also have a full costing of all the fit-up costs that would be required from an IT and furniture perspective to onboard those staffing. regards to the capital replacement and capital reserve levies, they have been both continued for 2021 to help build towards financial sustainability for the corporation. However, even with these funds in place, total reserves are forecasted to be are forecasted to be reduced by over $600,000 from the 2019 year end. This places increased pressure on the community to fund its own capital programs. So in 2021, this is how your tax dollars would work for you if there was to be a 1.75% increase at the county and a 1% increase that has been forecasted for the education levy. As you can see, the average Amherstburg home pays the majority of the share to the county of Essex, then followed by our cost to run engineering and public works, parks, recreation and facilities, police services, reserve transfers make up about $300 of your tax bill. Corporate services and capital funding, we got $371 of your tax bill. The CAO's office, fire, and planning and developmental services. This is presented in the budget to help residents understand where their tax dollars go. Every tax dollar that's paid to the municipality, of that, only 55% is actually kept by the town of Amherstburg to run its operations. So we can only talk about the portion of taxes in which we control. So I will now move into the capital budget. The 2021 capital budget is $10,408,144. All of the 2021 capital budget will be financed without debt. One thing that is important to note is the town presently owns and manages total capital assets with an estimated net book value of $253,631,000 and a cost of $445,878,000. The capital demands over the next 10 years is estimated at $180 million. This creates a significant funding requirement for the municipality to tackle. Following is a breakdown of all the capital funding sources which will make up our capital program. What is important to note is that in prior years, government funding would make up 31% of this graph, but now it is just 12%, with federal gas tax making up 11% and other grants making up 1%. This has forced the town to turn to our own tax dollars to fund our capital budget. This has been done through building transfers to reserves to fund capital programs. These funding sources of senior levels of government could continue to erode as they face their own financial sustainability challenges. The 2021 budget is proposing to undertake capital projects in the amount of $10.4 million. The breakdown is before you. There are five key areas in which the municipality is focusing its money in 2021. Roads, culverts and bridges, facilities, the water plant with the SCADA upgrades, and fleet and equipment. Now, I want to take a moment to talk about our current level of investment in infrastructure. The slide before you shows all of the municipalities in Essex County's asset load, asset depreciation, and assets held on a per capita basis per person. I'd ask council to take a look at it. Obviously, Amherstburg is noted in the next closest municipality has less than $4,000 per resident placed on that resident to replace the needs of the community. That is a significant difference, and this difference exists today at current service levels, does not include some of the key desires of the community and some of the key initiatives. So I guess the question always is, well, what does that mean? What does it mean when we have the highest amount of assets per person to replace? Well, simply put, it means the town has the highest value of infrastructure for our citizens to enjoy. However, it also means that in the future, we have the highest burden per capita for infrastructure to replace. And as council saw before, we have significant funding challenges when it comes to that infrastructure. So that is really the key. In this year, more than ever, with the loss of the OCIF funding, it is time to continue to build on our reserves and our ability to fund our own capital. We have put record amounts into our reserves this year in this budget that is presented before you. However, we still fall short, and we are still going to our reserves in 2021 to maintain the service levels that are required for capital improvements in 2021. So earlier we discussed that infrastructure funding gap. The following is removed from the 2016 version of the asset management. And in 2016, we had an annual deficit of $8.3 million from taxation, $1.5 million from wastewater, and $1.8 million from water to fund the capital needs at that time. Over the years, we've increased that funding, but construction cost indexes, CPI, continue to put pressure on our funding in 2021. And as I stated before, the backlog in taxation alone is $81 million. That cannot be accommodated until well after 5 years, based on our current situation. So, I guess the question then begs, well, what do we do next? Well, the best way for a municipality to guard itself against growing infrastructure funding deficit is to plan to have significant amounts of reserves, as well as funding its own infrastructure from its own taxation or user rate dollars. Without significant amounts of reserves, it's hard for the town of Amherstburg to manage its infrastructure funding gap without A, government transfers, or B, increased capital borrowing. We've made enormous strides on the reduction of capital borrowing. However, with all the pressures that we face now, as senior level of government funding shrinks, we need to continue to be diligent in our reserve structure and our transfers to the reserves. So the capital budget recommendation is continued progress and planning for the future is key to manage such a monumental task as replacing the town's failing infrastructure with limited funding available. So what we need to focus on walking the line between service level delivery and investment in financial sustainability. The 2021 budget has attempted to do both. Has attempted to look at all of the service delivery review implementations, has looked at the pressures from COVID-19, and has looked at the town's asset management plan, and has tried to walk that balance for council to provide a funding plan that can accommodate the goals of the community, the goals of council, and the goals of the administration. The 2021 budget is provided for council's consideration and includes funding recommended to support the town's plans of service level standards and financial sustainability in in these unprecedented and uncertain times. The decision of council in the next few weeks will be difficult on what is funded and what is not. The decisions of council in the next few weeks will shape the future of the town and how we are going to proceed going forward. So, I will just bring it back to what the next steps are here. Following tonight's presentation, council has 2 weeks to review the document, ask questions of the senior management team and finance, and as well as obtain input from the residents. An open mic session is scheduled for November 7th at the Libro Center, and deliberations will start the week of November the 16th. Thank you all very much for your time, and that concludes my presentation.
Okay, Madam Clerk, would you want to read the recommendation?
Thank you, Your Worship. It's recommended that the 2021 operating and capital budget be tabled for final consideration after budget deliberations are complete.
Mover, Deputy Mayor, second, Councilor Reno, all those in favor? Carried. And that brings us to item four.
Thank you, Your Worship. Item four is that council move into an in-camera meeting at 6:31 p.m. Pursuant to Section 239 of the Municipal Act as amended for the following reason. Item A, Section 239(2)(b), personal matters about identifiable individuals, including municipal or local board employees.
Thank you, Mover. Deputy Mayor, second. Councilor Reno, all those in favor? Carried. And we will go in camera.